reading the Paticca Samuppada, there seems to be two levels I can read it on. I can just read through and say, oh yes, vijnana conditions nama rupa. So that's all chittas condition, all nama and rupas. That's clear. However, I hear a lot of discussion about, like what Sarah's reading here, much more particular. So it's a little confusing. Do I understand it as all jittas condition, all namas and rupas, or is it on a different level?
I think that before we talk about Paticchasamuppada or other subject, we better have the understanding of all of this, so that we know that when they are arranged in such manners like Paticchasamuppada or Ayatana or Tatu, then we can understand better. But if we don't understand all these realities yet, when we think about Paticchasamuppada, it's very narrow, just thinking only that which is mentioned. But actually, if we understand whether all jitas are manayatana, then we know whether it's limited or non-limited because of the understanding of citta as manayatana. So what is meant by manayatana? If we don't know, then we think that it's only that moment, and the other moment citta is not manayatana. But actually, each citta is manayatana.
No, but I understood that there's a system of the Paticchasamuppada, and that it is only limited to vipaka, and it's the method of pachaya, different methods of explaining. And when I read the Visuddhimagga under the dependent origination, I understood that it is vipaka, the vijnana and the chetasikas and the manayatana. If I'm not wrong, I don't know.
Okay, for karma, it has to be chetana, right? Yeah. It cannot be other chetasikas at all. Yeah. And when it conditions result, it has to be the vipaka only, which is the result of karma. It cannot be other citta. But when it comes to nama and rupa chetasikas, which arise with certain citta, but when we talk about ayatana, it passed from moment of birth up to the moment when there is other citta, like seeing, hearing, smelling, tasting, right? And so, can it be just the citta which can experience the six objects that are ayatana? What about the citta which cannot experience any object through the six doors at all? Like the birth consciousness and pavanka, are they not ayatana? Or are they ayatana? But it's not mentioned here, because it's just talk about the result.
So we could say that they are all implied here, even though in this connection it's emphasizing particular jitas, but all other jitas must be implied.
Because when we know about the bhajya of all this, it's not as limited as is in Paticchasamuppada. It covers more. So we shouldn't be limited our understanding,
no,
just following the Paticchasamuppada. But when there is the understanding of ayatana, it's okay if the Paticchasamuppada mentioned here as how many doorways, but we should have the understanding of ayatana as not only these.
So Bhikkhu Bodhi is just referring to the dependent origination. So he's specifying that.
I think that this is the matter of understanding just what is there in different subjects, but not the understanding of realities in general at all.
Because my questions before to Ajahn were in the context of Paticchasamuppada. So for example, Pasa in Paticchasamuppada, she stressed it refers to all kinds of Pasa, not just Pasa associated with Vipaka. Or here he says mind contact is the contact associated with the 22 kinds of resultant consciousness, vipaka, citta, excluding the dvi, pancha, vijnana, cittas. But I think Ajahn's comment will be it's all kinds of pasa are included.
Because I don't want anyone just to know or think this is right and this is wrong, but the best thing is to understand realities as they are, whether they can be ayatana or not. if they can. What about here? It depends on what we are talking about and what subject.
Yeah. There might be some commentary texts which do give limited explanation of the different links, but then that doesn't mean they can't be understood in a wider context.
Is it like the question the other day about Citta Sankhara referring to Sanya and Vedana, but these are examples of what is being emphasized, but actually all Citta seekers are referred to? Is it like this?
By mentioning only Vedana and Sanya is enough to understand that there is not just two. See? But if you think that it has to be only two, right or wrong, but if we know that only mentioning two is enough, because the other cetasikas are also sankhara for citta too. But when it's mentioned here as the two, it's all right. Because by vedana khanda and sanya khanda, one knows that why they are separated from other cetasikas, which are sankhara khanda. See, it doesn't matter at all.
So it just depends on the understanding,
right,
when one reads that limited detail,
yeah,
or note.
Yeah.
But is Bhikkhubodhi here referring to the Paticcasamuppada only?
Yes.
Oh yes, well then Passau maybe is Vipaka,
right,
in this context.
Yes, but then I asked questions about it the other day and it was stressed that it's all kinds of contact that were being referred to.
Not here for this subject.
No. And what about passa, which arises with kusala citta?
Of course, but we are here. And the
so at that
Samuhana,
moment when we are talking about kusala and a kusala no passa?
Of course.
Of course, but not
the first
that which arises
part
with
of
vipaka.
Dependent origination. First part is then vipaka, and then again it goes to kusala and akusala, and clinging.
And why not mention passa when there is kusala citta?
Then it's not mentioned, but there is.
Yes, why not mention when it's there? Because it's not vipaka? Or, but passa is passa anyway, no matter it arises with vipaka or kusala citta or kusala citta. Can we say that passa which arises with kusala and akusala are also paticcasamuppada? Because as long as there is still circle of birth and death.
And the same with Vedana, so really one can it refers to all Vedana in the circle of birth.
I think that when we study Dhammas and we understand all Dhammas, it's not necessary to think that only this subject is limited to such and such, because we can understand no matter it's passa which arises with vipaka or passa which arises with kamma, is passa anyway.
Jan, you mentioned earlier sanya and the important role it plays in the way that we see the world, basically. Could you say a bit more about that, please? And as I understand it, because we are used to thinking of the world in a sense of people and things, then because of accumulated sanya of that kind, then that is a large factor in the way we see the world in the present moment. Is that right?
Is there sanya now?
Well, there must be sanya now.
Yes. Is it not important?
I'm sure it's important, because if it wasn't there, nothing would make sense.
Yeah. In order to know the role of sanya as it's important is, like, whenever there is thinking, it's by sanya.
Right. Yes.
See? So yes, one can pay attention to the reality which remembers or marks,
right,
reality, that
right,
it plays great role in one's life.
Yes.
Because citta experiences an object, but since sanya marks it and remembers, so it can condition the next moment. We have sanya of everything from life to life, but which one conditions such thinking right now? By sanya, without sanya, there cannot be such thinking. So each moment, okay, sanya is there.
Thinking is largely sanya.
According to sanya too.
But if it's, I say, akusala, if it's thinking with attachment, then of course the accumulated attachment also plays a role there.
Yeah.
But the sanya.
So we can say kusala sanya, akusala sanya, see?
Thinking about people and things is not necessarily by atta sanya, is it?
Because there can be atta self with lopa, attachment, or with mana, conceit, or with wrong view, titi.
But the term atta sanya, like we see people and things, recognize people and things.
It has to be the sanya with wrong view of atta.
But the arahat also thinks of people.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
So it's not.
It's not atta sanya necessarily.
Yeah.
So what would you call the kind of sanya arising in an arahat? If it's not atta
with
sanya.
No kilesa at all. It doesn't mean that sanya has to be atta sanya. What about anatta sanya?
So is your question, how can there be thinking of people and things without atta sanya?
With sanya.
With sanya. Mm-hmm. Just with sanya.
Attachment or conceit.
And we could say that an arahata simply thinks in terms of people and things with sanya.
Kriya, citta.
What about thinking of people of metta and compassion?
Right.
Equanimity.
So what I'm trying to get at is that even our normal everyday recognition of people and things is not necessary with atta sanya.
Manyati.
Just manyati.
Mm-hmm.
I'm just wondering if when sanya is having its effect, whether it also somehow reflects the latent tendencies.
Can we know what is at this moment, whether it's sanya or vedana or vitaka or vijara or citta? See? In order to know sanya as it is panya which knows. Like knowing, seeing as it is, as citta, a reality which can experience an object, is known by panya. By sanya, it's only remembering the word and the meaning, the intellectual understanding. We talk about the characteristic of a reality. Does sanya remember that characteristic with awareness or not with awareness? So one knows that different levels of sanya is there. For example, if there is no awareness of hardness, can we say that sanya knows or remembers the characteristic of a reality, not just hardness?
Could you say that again, please?
Okay. You remember hardness, right? When there is touching, hardness is there. But is sanya there which knows hardness as a reality together with citta and panya, with awareness?
I would say no, but the sanya must know that hardness is just hardness.
Right. Or together with kaya vinyana only, everyone knows. At the moment of experiencing hardness, citta is there and sanya is there. Just know that hardness is hardness, but it's not the sanya which accompany awareness which begins to remember hardness as a characteristic of a reality.
But that sanya that you speak of doesn't arise at that moment of experiencing that sanya.
Only when awareness arises. Only when awareness is aware of a reality. Awareness is aware and sanya begins to understand and sanya begins to know that that is only a reality. Remember such moment.
The sanya that arises at the moment of vipaka citta knows hardness.
It remembers the characteristic of hardness, only hardness.
I have a question on sanya also, but Sahab brought it up at another discussion. In the commentary, it is said that people are born with two hetus sanya and three duhetuka sanya and tihetuka sanya. And I thought that in this case, sanya may stand for patisandhicitta, but I was wondering why is sanya mentioned? I'm thinking of the patisandhicitta. And I understood that sometimes sanya stands for citta in special context.
Yes.
Is it correct?
Yeah. Because sanya is that important, whether it has sanya or not having sanya in that plane.
I was so wondering why sanya special.
Asanya satta.
No, see. But this was not asanya satta.
I'm talking about that plane. Asanya satta. Instead of talking about citta.
Yeah, in that sense. Yeah, right.
It's all right to know that that plane there is no citta because there's no sanya.
Yeah.
So just going back to the thread with Asita here, does it mean that when awareness has been developed of a reality, for example, hardness, which is the one we were discussing, that because sanya marks that at the time, that later when sanya arises, that it has accumulated, it carries the accumulation of that previous marking of the Brahma, the reality.
After that, then you know that sanya remembers it.
Yes.
Before that, you don't know what sanya is remembering now, because it marks and remembers each moment without the understanding of anatta-ness of anything.
It remembers the characteristics, and so it's then possible to reflect and consider mm-hmm. on those characteristics at a later time.
And can condition attachment or aversion.
So that the next time that hardness arises, that memory will assist in...
I think that we think about the past and the present sanya, but at moment of citta arising, there must be sanya, marks or remembers.
May I ask a very basic question about sati? We say again and again, sati is aware, so that it seems that we understand what it is to be aware. But I wonder if you can find some other words besides aware. When sati arises, what does it do?
This is true because we are used to take words for something like we know it already.
Yes.
But
yes.
Actually, when we use any word, it doesn't mean that we really understand that. For example, all the realities, we use different terms like citta. It seems like as soon as one hears citta, one knows what it is. But actually, it's not like that at all.
Right.
It's the same as sati. Because when we talk about that reality, we have to know that sati is wholesome reality. It cannot arise with akusala citta, unwholesome moments at all. But without being aware or consciously, that's impossible to know any reality at all. For example, at moment of helping the others, who knows what conditions are there? See? But many realities are there, including sati. Usually one thinks about oneself in a day, from morning to afternoon or night. But the moment of thinking about the other's welfare, thinking of helping, thinking with metta, it seems like we are thinking, but actually all wholesome realities arise at that very moment. The same as other wholesome jetasikas, sati is there. But who knows the characteristic of sati, which without it, there can be no moment of thinking about dana, giving away things, or sila, good speech, wholesome speech, and wholesome thinking as well. So another level of sati is not just ordinary kusala moments, But the moment when there is hearing and understanding about realities, very firm, very sound, so that it can condition moment of not just here, even right now, but sati at that very level is aware. It performs its function of awareness. But let's give an example of hardness. There is touching many, many times a day, even right now. Is there awareness of hardness or no at all? Just experience the hardness, but not knowing or being aware of it.